Hi, I'm John, and this is Yes Wise Insights. Today I want to talk about helping expose the Nashville shooting drill. Another staged event has been produced that did not happen as described by officials and the media. Cabal agents are trying to play us. They're trying to achieve a pre-planned agenda. The Nashville shooting is being exposed by many on the internet. There are many such hoaxes to learn about. Another example, the Joe Biden pretending to be president is an actor, not the guy who was a senator and vice president. So we're asking you to help expose the official fraud of these government mind control agents. We have an opportunity here to bring down the cabal by exposing them with this shabby attempt at another mind control experiment on us. So let's take a look at some of the elements of it. Again, this is another staged event that did not happen as described by officials in the media. Other examples, 9/11, the Sandy Hook school shooting, Orlando nightclub shooting, the Las Vegas concert shooting, the Vivaldi, Texas school shooting, the Buffalo grocery shooting, and now the Nashville school shooting. And there are many others, so those are just a few that stand out. But you have to understand that propaganda was made legal in 2012, legal to be perpetrated on the United States public by an amendment of the Smith-Mund Act of, I believe, 1938, the original act. You can learn more about many of these hoaxes by visiting James Fetzer, Ph.D., his channel on BitChute is described there. He has done a lot. He wrote the book No One Died at Sandy Hook. He edited, I should say, with 12 authors, including 6 PhDs, that completely exposed the Sandy Hook hoax, and yet he was abused by the criminal court system and the media and official government agents and so on for doing so, penalized with fines and everything else. Even though if you read the book, you can see that it's completely accurate. So what is the evidence of this hoax in Nashville? Well, first of all, the perpetrator was wearing a red cap, which is a MAGA symbol, I guess you'd say, and also very exposing to easily identify the shooter. They had a map of the school, which they supposedly had attended at an earlier time, so they should have been familiar with the school. But there seemed to be some confusion even at what door to choose to go in. There were no students or staff evident anywhere in the building. Were they really on spring break? There were some children playing in a playground nearby as the shooter supposedly drove in, but we don't know what children those were. We waited for the body cam to arrive in the video footage that was shown of the whole drill that they exercised there. There were guides standing outside pointing to the door, saying things like students are missing and everyone's on the second floor. And by the way, there was no time stamp on the body cam because it was probably at a different time than the appointed time given to the media as the time of the shooting. But the cops searched the first floor, even though they were told that everyone was on the second floor. I don't know how the guides knew that, but the police went in and announced their presence, which is unusual for a situation where they're trying to find a shooter in the building. Giving the shooter an advance warning of here we come and where are you. And so when they got upstairs, here was the shooter standing in the window kind of waiting to be shot. And then they waited for the body cam to get in good position before they shot the shooter dead and supposedly dead. And although everyone has noticed, or many investigators have noticed, that the shooter had different shoes on than in the initial photos of them entering the building down on the first floor, the different shoes were being worn at the time of their death as they were shot on the floor there, indicating that this was probably shot on two different days even during this spring break of the school, evidently. There was no blood. Later they found there was a manifesto, which is a common thread of these scripted shooting events and so forth. Not really necessary, not really a very believable manifesto. There was only one ambulance shown in any of the footage, no coroner, one school bus, 12 kids, when there were supposedly a couple hundred in the school. Should have been many school buses that they were going to take them away. But the whole story of this shooting reached the media in just 20 to 30 minutes, as though it had already been scripted in advance. There were crisis actors in this event, some of the same ones that were at Sandy Hook, being paid to be there and being involved. An anti-gun activist pops in front of the cameras to preach the anti-gun message. Again, an activist that had been at Sandy Hook. Melissa Joan Hart, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, chimed in with her celebrity endorsement or confirmation of this event, much as McConaughey was at the Vivaldi, Texas shooting, supposedly grew up there or something. There were, and here are the Illuminati numbers, the numerological numbers that were revealed about this shooting in all the details. The three kids, three adults were killed, supposedly. There were 33 staff. 33 Bunton Hills Drive was the address. The children were 9 years old. If you take 200 students, divide it by 3, you get 66.6, or if you divide it by 6, you get 33.3. The time of the shooting, 10:13, if you look at the 10 and the 1 of the 13, that makes 11. 3 times 11 is 33. Also, 13 is a common Illuminati number as well. Three guns and an anti-gun mother of the shooter. These are all just questionable facts about the shooting as presented to us that suggest that this was a complete fabrication that is, again, very common for the cabal to perpetrate on us for purposes of mind control and manipulation. YesWise Insights is a program of YesWise.com, as is YesWise Education Service, where we have learning modules, consultations, and seminars, and our resources at awaremore.com. We're supported by Natural Health Enterprises with trusted information products and service since 1975 at reallywell.com. Natural health information, Northern Edge organic flax, superfoods, air and water purifiers, and so on. The Northern Edge Superior organic flax seed is an outstanding brain food, high in omega-3 oil and antioxidants. It's great protein and fiber. Gives you a sharper, calmer mind with less inflammation and better elimination. And it's the lowest flax in toxic metals, like cadmium and lead, and the highest in oil and alpha-linolenic acid. Check that out at either reallywell.com or our specific flax site, flaxfood.com. And we have also a detox pack, a resistance assistance pack. We have the Delicious Greens 8000 Superfood Nutrition Smoothie Mix, organic turmeric powder, and much more. YesWise Education Service, again, with holistic learning modules. You can find that at yeswise.com. And on the first Wednesday of the month, our real world discussion, if you'd like to participate. Thank you for being here. Have a great day and be really well.